Hello?
Good evening, Mr. President.
Everything quiet over the weekend?
Well, it was quiet except for the India-Pakistan stories, which...
Oh, yes. That's going to be quite a story for a while.
I think it is, but it's been carrying quite well for us, I must say.
Well, we're going to play it very cool and do the best we can to keep out of it. Of course, we'll keep out of it. It'll eventually run out of steam. It can't go on. But it's just too damn bad that the Indians are the culprits. They're trying to break up Pakistan. That's what it's all about.
I think that came through fairly well in today's papers. I was impressed reading it and reading the State Department interviews, which Scali had programmed yesterday. And they went, thus far, the opinion leaders in the media are pretty critical of India.
Are they? Good.
Surprisingly so.
Good.
Now, we've only seen the first wave of it. I think when the second wave comes, we'll get in, you know, start getting some of these Indophiles who will be the bleeding heart. But so far, it's carried quite well.
Good.
As far as our press was concerned this weekend, there were just two or three things that I thought were good. The vice president's speech played very well. I don't know if you saw any part of that, but...
No, I didn't. I'm going to look at it Monday morning.
Well, it was good. He hit the Democrats very, very hard. The weekend wrap-up wires were playing your victories in the Congress. This was kind of the major theme of the wire services on their Sunday wrap-up story.
Mm-hmm.
Good. The fact that we'd beaten the Democrats on the checkoff. The fact that we had gotten our Phase 2 Economic Stabilization Act through. Pretty much the way we wanted it. And that they were very good. In fact, they were very positive in weekend wrap-up series. And then Romney yesterday gave a damn good speech that got played well today, which was his defense of, not defense, but his attack on the Democrats for the mess that we inherited. What a brilliant job he was.
Where did he make the speech?
Let's see, it was... I think somewhere in the south.
Put a note on my desk in my telephone calls tomorrow. I might have time.
Good. I'll send it over to you.
Just a note. He made a speech. Just one.
That's very helpful when you do that because
sure.
It spurs them on. George is a. Great guy when they can get him cranked up to do it. It's hard at times, but maybe we'll have a little more luck if we pat him on the back a bit.
Mrs. Nixon is going up to Mr. Carmen's funeral tomorrow.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Oh, I think that's a
nice thing.
She is. That's a very nice thing. That's the way she's been. She and Julie both have been getting impressive lately. They've been doing a superb job. The women really respond to them. You find that an awful lot of them that talk about it, but almost pay more attention to what Mrs. Nixon does, or Julie in particular.
Sure.
Yeah, than they do with the things we do that you think is important.
I know. Well.
Your cold sounds better than
Clifford. Yeah, it's practically over.
That was a shame that you...
It's sort of cold in Florida, but it worked out fine.
You can have a busy one tomorrow with the...
We're just going to get a lot of stuff on that plate. But I think it'll be a good way to have NBC run a good story, which is fun.
Yeah, Scully's control of it. And I think I really think that'll be a hell of a positive to kind of a campaign documentary.
Could be.
Well, the layout I've looked at this weekend could be a very, very impressive film. Make additional use of it.
Right.
It goes as well as you.
You hear anything further in the meeting?
I think
he has actually had problems.
Well, I would have to conclude it.
There's no question about that. But I do not think it's... I don't think it's critical, but I think it's very serious.
Well, if he's over the first 7 days, that the doctor told us that if it were a heart attack, and was what one of the diagnoses he heard, was that after 7 days he would be out of danger. So presumably it would be serious, but not to But I may be able to get some more intelligence in the morning. Most of the reports I've had indicate that he has had a heart problem.
Yeah.
Heart attack. But as I say, if he gets through this week, I think he's probably all right.
He will not be able to be affected.
His age, I would think he'd have to think twice about being quite as rambunctious as he was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having him stay right there.
I wish he would. Well, I don't think he's going to quit easily.
No, he's the kind of guy that will go with his boots on.
Sure.
But if he stays there and he isn't quite so active, that might be just the perfect position to have him in.
What are our Democratic plans?
Well, they've been relatively quiet this weekend, at least the news reports I've seen. There's been very little activity. They have a hell of a chat, making much of a splash. Humphrey met with Goldemeyer and put out a typical pat statement about support for him. He went fine. delighted to see him move in and corner some of the Jewish money, frankly.
Yeah.
Which is what he's obviously doing.
Yeah.
But you know, they have a hell of a job. If you thought about putting yourself in their shoes and try to think what you would do for an issue like that, that would make much national news and much national impact.
Well, they probably will seize an India Pakistan and say, well, it's a failure of our policy again. But it's rather hard to do that in a way. My God, we provided the money for the refugees. We've taken the dam into the United Nations. We're just one of those great tragedies which very few people can know about.
Well, I don't think that's not really... Kennedy will talk about that. I'm sure we'll hear from him
Blasters.
I checked it as of this noon. Hadn't said anything at least that we could find.
Right.
No, but they're kind of hard pressed to find an issue. When you look around and try to anticipate their strategy, I read that Lou Harris obtained for us a copy of the confidential strategy report that was prepared by O'Brien's office, in which they took all of the polls over the past year and tried to analyze vulnerable points against you and circulated that to all Democratic contenders. And when you get through reading it, there's nothing there. They argue that we don't inspire confidence. That's the typical sign of the times. But you get through reading the whole analysis that the Democratic committee has prepared, there isn't a damn thing in there that you would find as a point of attack. Really.
Yeah, the confidence issue is legitimate, and it's a problem that anybody's going to have right now in this office, but you just have to plow along.
Well, it's common to all institutions. It's just the establishment.
Yep, that's right.
I hope it's kind of tuned out on almost everything. I had a call from Simlinger yesterday, God, he's really bullish. He said that the market this week, he's noticed a pickup in the consumer psychology, which he says is a function of the market. He almost thinks now it's going too fast. It's a little bit like we had one before when it went skyrocketing after that.
Yeah.
He said it is so bullish, the attitude of the public, that we hope it doesn't go faster than their expectations are realized.
Yeah. We just hope it stays up through Christmas. We need a good Christmas.
He's convinced of that. He's absolutely convinced that the Christmas is safe. So the return is there. Matter of fact, he used the phrase, the returns are already in. He can tell us right now where that's going.
Mm.
What
good.
He good. Said is, I hope that by April, the business activity has perked along as fast as the consumers are now anticipating. But I just have a feeling it's going to happen.
Good.
Well, I think it will. I think the Christmas is going to be.
Also, we'll get the tax bill. That'll help some.
Yes. Yes, that's right. If it doesn't help, if it doesn't get business, I can't get it, at least to put some more money into the consumer.
That's for sure.
But he was very upbeat. Yeah, he said that it's just been a spectacular trend in the recent order system. And just getting the same kind of a consistent reply in his political question. Fragmented on the opposition, no enthusiasm. And you're running anywhere between 46 to 48, depending on the cycle that he's told. But he said it's very steady on that, which, by the way, is, I think I told you, the highest he's ever had is 49, almost 50. On a loaded question, which is, would you favor the re-election today? President Nixon has about a 15% no. So he was giving me quite an upbeat report. We're really rolling our way very, very strong.
Okay. Well, we'll get through tomorrow and then check the next day.
Well, you have
we'll get power through tomorrow anyway.
I think he's expected tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, that'll be easy.
A little bit of a fight on that court.
Oh, there'll be a fight. It's all right, too. Real fight is going to be trying to get that darned foreign aid thing through. So Mansfield being awful tough on that.
I just don't understand what that guy's trying to accomplish. I really don't. He's much more of a partisan.
Just doesn't want it to work. So.
Well, I'm increasingly of the opinion that he really is just become really an obstructionist for the sake of being an obstructionist.
That's what I think.
God, I used to think of Mike as being a reasonably responsible guy, or highly credited. Now I'm wondering really whether he's that responsible. But these don't hurt, Mr. President. You know, it's interesting. It's like the Bucks fight. We go through a hell of a fight. We win it.
Yeah.
And the more they escalate the fight, the more that the public has the impression that you're fighting these things through the Congress and getting them. When they make a fight over something like, Brett, or Rehnquist, or even foreign aid, we know we're going to win it. And the more they escalate the controversy, the more dramatic the victory.
Yeah.
I really think there's a great opportunity here, which we're going to keep plugging away at, which is the fact that you buck all the odds to fight hard for what you believe is right. Win. It's a hell of a betting end. That impression, I think, is more important to the public than the fact that we have these fights. I mean, I think they may score a point on us here or there when they attack Butts for big business, or they attack Rehnquist for his civil rights record, or what have you. But I think in the end, we come out winning on these as long as we
win them.
Yeah, we do win them. Keep our heads down and keep plugging them.
All right.
Well,
McGregor's doing a fine job. McGregor and Timmons, they're really counting very, very carefully. And Scott Ford, their whole bunch are really putting their... Our people, by the reason the Democrats being so partisan, it's made some of our guys a little more partisan, which is good, too.
Our leadership has really come alive, right? Hell of a lot more impressed in the last
right.
2 months. We've got much better work than that, so we've got before.
Right.
And partly, they're politicians, too. I think they know where the momentum is.
They also know that the big game is coming up, and that, so they don't think, well, maybe they don't like what we're doing, but they'd rather, well, they like that better than being out.
So,
and,
exactly.
You know, after all, when they're in, at least they can squeal about judges and patronage and the rest of it. They're out, they don't get to school about anything.
Well, as I told you a year ago, you know, they watched those polls coming through the tough period that we came through in 70, being up at the point you're at today, these folks fellows in the White politicians, they're, I think they've all discovered that the Carol were more popular for them to be fighting on your team than just kind of dragging their heels. I think that's what's happening to me. That's the feeling that, that's a clear feeling I get Friday when I was here. I talked about staff and justice and Joe and talked to a few people in the guard, but you get a hell of a lot more upbeat kind of, you know, winner psychology, I think, that's going for us right now.
Right. Well, okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good day tomorrow.